Welcome back once again to World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Jo Sheridan joins us now. She is a guest here at World Dairy Expo, lives in New Zealand, has a dairy operation, but you were kind of telling me about the educational side of what your dairy operation is all about. So I first wanted to start out with, why come to the United States and check out World Dairy Expo?
Well, welcome to Wisconsin to start with, because it's just the home of cheese, so that's a really good start. Welcome to the USA. I think it's really important as a producer of quality products that we understand the global network and consumer demands, and also understanding how our ingredients business through our company goes through into the global, I guess, the world out there, right? So that's why we're here. We want to learn a lot. We want to explore and see what other systems are like, and then also look at what sort of new technology's been adopted and why.
So as you look at those new technologies, so far what's kind of caught your eye here at Expo?
I think one of the emerging things we've found in our pastoral grazing system is the use of wearables. So we've always kind of used our natural skill when it comes to looking for animal health outcomes and things like that. And I think what I'm seeing in the market here is that your wearables are well connected. People are using that data to enhance health outcomes for animals. So just looking at what sort of technology and how that's growing over here is really interesting. And also the rumen modification space. So your probiotics, your health stuff is probably more advanced than ours, because you're directly, you're feeding the cows all the time, whereas our cows are out in a pastoral grazing system. So that's been really interesting. And you're getting the rewards from it. Like, your cows are high producing, high quality animals. So that's been really great to see.
Well, it is really unique and fun as you look at the different technologies from different countries. There's things that you do in New Zealand, that sustainability that you guys have been doing, things that we could adapt here in the States.
Yeah, so, I mean, the property that we work on, that we've got is, we've got over 10 hectares of native plantings, and so some of the things we do there is, like, we do eDNA testing of our waterways to see what sort of other animals are shedding DNA, and then we explore our habitat and think about, well, how do we enhance their habitat and get it to work in synergy with our dairy farm operations. So we do things like soil carbon sampling, we measure CO2 emissions, so there's quite a lot that we do on our pastoral grazing farms that probably have some relevance to how you guys are managing soil and air health and your dairy systems as well.
Tell me a little bit more about your operation and how you guys are using that as an educational platform.
Okay, so we've got 370 cows on the farm, plus we have our calves on farm. So they go through their first season on the farm, then they leave the platform. We're 142 hectares. Our property boundaries between a school and a very big river. And we also have a public cycleway that goes through our farm. So every year we have about 2,000 people visit the farm, and they could be from little wee new entrants, so that's like a five-year-old, all the way up through university students and international visitors. Where our primary responsibility really is about providing opportunities in the food and fibre sector, so encouraging youth into our industry, and then also creating farm systems that are future-focused. So we'd like to adopt a lot of new technology and best practice, and that's about providing good environmental management. It's about quality workplaces, excellent animal care, and really robust business health and strong farm performance. So as well as encouraging people into the industry, we're creating a farm system that we're proud to welcome people into.
So how has that worked for you guys in the educational role that you have?
I think we've seen a real, since COVID, we've seen a real strong demand from youth to find out sort of food security, where their food comes from, and also a desire to be part of the solution. So they're looking for workplaces where they can enact change. So how can they help with animal wellbeing outcomes and environmental outcomes? And they're looking for workplaces that adopt technology so they can be a part of that. And I think the dairy industry is starting to adopt a lot more. We're providing better flexibility in our workplaces with that technology, and that's been more attractive to young people. So that they want to come in, they want to be involved, but it's up to us as farmers to make sure our workplaces are a place that can sustain that and can help grow with these young people.
So does your operation have other livestock besides the dairy cattle?
No, just some chooks and things like that. But no, just cattle, yeah.
So for you, what excites you as you look at the future of this dairy industry?
I think one thing that's quite exciting for us is that there's a lot of commonalities around the environmental aspirations and farm productivity. So in New Zealand, nitrate management is probably a good example, and then also methanogen management. So when we look to manage some of the, I don't know if you call them externalities of farming, there's actually productivity gains to be made. So the more we focus on efficiency through genetics and through effective resource use, the better the outcomes are for our environment. So technology that helps us to understand it, to measure it, to manage it and to mitigate it are really exciting for us. So that's where I see there's quite a lot of future in our farming industry.
And what a great opportunity to be here at World Dairy Expo. Make some connections with other dairy farmers that you can kind of share information back and forth.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that really links us is that we choose to, I mean, effectively we're turning protein from pastures into human edible protein, right? So whether it's in beef or in milk, one of the things that really excites me is that we're all choosing to do it via a cow. So at the basis, we love cows, we love everything about a cow, and it's been really lovely to see that across the farms that we've been visiting so far, and then to see the passion and the knowledge that our processors have. So, and even your processors in Wisconsin, they're so passionate about the product that your farmers are making and what they can do with it, and it's the same for us in New Zealand. So it takes everybody in that pathway, access to markets, processing, that's all so important for us as farmers. And you guys in Wisconsin are blessed with the same sort of caliber of people in your industry.
Just like any industry, there's struggles as well. What type of struggles are you seeing amongst your dairy farmers that might be equivalent to what we're seeing here in the States?
I think you have some similar challenges with your succession and your aging farmer population. And so as we try and bring the next generation in, how do we create the flexibility that they need and maybe the diversity that they want within the farming enterprises? And there's also some jobs in our farms that might be a lower skilled, that require lower skilled labour. And so there's challenges with who do we access for that and how do we help to support them on our farms? So those are probably the succession planning, and then the access to labour on farms are probably two of the main challenges that we have in common there.
Well, welcome to World Dairy Expo and enjoy your time here.
Thank you, Susan.
And that is why they call it World Dairy Expo, folks. From the Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.